Many of us, when we start calculating now and we start seeing, then some thoughts come to our mind that no, I think the best thing is I need to take on another job. I'm working now daytime. Now to be able to meet my expenses, interest rate is going up, this rate is going up, price of things are going up. So I need to now work a little bit extra. So I need to start doing something from home also. Or maybe I need to send my wife now, she must go and start working. Or maybe my son and my daughter also have to start contributing here, they must start working. These old parents that are living with me for so many years, now they must start paying me rent. So immediately our mind goes towards thinking how we can get more money. The businessman thinks that no, maybe if I open another business now, then it will take care of my expenses. I need to open another shop, I need to open another branch, I need to do something else. This is not the answer. Remember, what rozi has been stipulated for us, we're only going to get that amount. Whether we got one shop, two shops, 10 shops or 100 shops, we're only going to get that amount. The question we need to ask ourselves is that with this one business of mine or this two businesses of mine, how much of Allah Pak's ahkam am I following? I only got one shop. With this one shop I'm saying I haven't got time. I got no time to read Quran Sharif. I got no time to attend any dini programs. I got no time to even read my 5 times salah with jamaat, which is the differentiating thing between a Muslim and a non-Muslim. Even that I haven't got time for. So if I'm going to go and open a second business, then where am I going to find time? So many of the businessmen, they will complain, I don't even spend time with my children. I don't even spend quality time with my wife. So if a person is going to go and take another job, he's going to go and open another business, he's going to start trying to do something from home now, then where is he going to get the time? Then Allah forbid that our country becomes like you go to the States, go to the UK, go to those places where they don't have guidance from ulama, they don't have a dini environment, then you will find people that have reached such a low ebb in their deen, Allah Pak save us, that they only read 1 in 3 Jummas. This is not fairy tales. Ask the people who have traveled, ask the people who have been abroad. They say that no, if you miss 3 Jummas, then you lose your iman. So what I'll do is I'll read every 3rd Jummah. So even we compromise that Jummah Salah. Why? To earn the dunya. To earn the dunya. This dunya is a dhoka. It is a deception. If we have made our maqsad in life earning the dunya, we are wasting our lives. We're not going to get it. Believe you me, the goalposts will keep shifting. The designs will keep changing. The fashion will keep being altered. We'll never be able to keep up. The answer lies in the solution that Huzur Aqdas sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has given us. Al-bazazatu minal iman. Simplicity is part of iman. These are like inseparable twins. Siamese twins, if you may call it. One cannot be separated from the other. If we wish to hold on to our iman properly and lead a pleasant, good, happy life, then we have to become simple people. There were good days in the country. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us wonderful days. We may blame the new government, we may blame whoever we want to blame, in parliament, in government, the World Bank, blame Bush, Blair, whatever we want to blame. Remember, at the end of the day, everything is in the control of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a ni'mat, and we make shukr, we show some appreciation for that ni'mat. And how does a Muslim show appreciation? A Muslim shows appreciation by following the commands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Just showing appreciation with the tongue is also a good thing, but not sufficient. Appreciation is through a'mal, through actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed a person with a vehicle. He's got a lovely car and he's sleeping at the time of Fajr. That is not shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a wonderful mattress to have a comfortable sleep. But we choose to sit in front of the television till midnight. That is not shukr for that bed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a wonderful house. We bring a television and put it inside. That is not shukr for that house. Allah Pak has given us a wonderful wife with whom if both those spouses get together, they can become better believers. But instead of doing that, they think every weekend they are on the catwalk. They need to dress up like kuffar and walk either on the beachfront or through the malls or on some street. Then that is not shukr for that wife. Allah Pak has given those masoom children. Those children can be taken and made into the Khalid bin Walid of the time, the Junaid Baghdadi of the time, the Bayazid Bustami Rahmatullah Ali of the time. But those children are taken and made like the actors, actresses, singers, soccer players. That is not shukr for those children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a good inning in this country. We had a wonderful inning in this country from the time of our grandfathers, great-grandfathers. What empires they built. But we never made shukr. We never kept the masajid full. On a general scale. In the summer months, Hazrat was mentioning last night, we say Fajr is too early, we can't wake up. In the winter months when it gets later, we say it's too cold, we can't wake up. Asr, in the winter month, we say no, we're doing business that time. In the summer month, we say we caught up in traffic that time. So for every season, we have an excuse. So now what we are witnessing is the hiding from Allah Rabbul Izzat. It's not the financial advisors, it's not the budget, it's not the government, it's nothing like that. It is the hiding coming from Allah Rabbul Izzat. But we have time, we should open our eyes. But this dunya is a dunya of asbab. It is a dunya of means. So we have to take those steps to secure ourselves. And the steps to secure ourselves, not to find ourselves in debt, not to find ourselves slaves of the banks, is to become simple people. We must forget about our extravagance. We must see how much we are earning and live within our means. If we don't have the finances to buy a certain thing, we must be able to do without it. We must be able to say to our nafs that you are not my Allah, I am not your slave, I don't have to be obedient to you. We must be able to put our foot down when it comes to spending money in haram avenues. Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one hadith, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ. That person is extremely successful who accepts Islam. He becomes a Muslim. Because without Islam, we have nothing. So, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَرُزِقَ كَفَافَ. He has got just sufficient rozi to lead his life. And there is so much of hikmat in this. If a person is in a state of poverty, it's a problem. Sometimes he is selling his deen just for a hamper. And when a person has got too much of wealth also, sometimes it becomes a problem. So وَرُزِقَ كَفَافَ. He has been given just sufficient amount of rozi. But not only that, وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا آتَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the quality of contentment in that which Allah ta'ala has blessed him with. This is our major problem today. We are not content people. If we have one, we want two. When we got two, we want three. We are never content. We need to become content. We need to shift our focus from dunya onto deen. Dunya is a secondary issue. Deen is the most important thing. So don't try acquiring the dunya. We'll fail. We'll never get it. Acquire the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat, you'll be a winner. You'll be on a win-win situation in this dunya, qabr and akhirat. Try to acquire the dunya, you'll fail miserably. Because the dunya hasn't been created for us to acquire. It has been created to serve us. Today we are not using the dunya. We are abusing the dunya. We want to acquire the dunya. And this we will fail. We will never be able to do it. In one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Inna Allah ta'ala yakrahu lakum thalasa. Allah Pak dislikes three things for you. Number one, qila wa qal. That you just talk anything and everything. Anything you hear, you just... Now that's not our topic of discussion. The second thing, wa kathrat as-su'al. That you keep asking unnecessary questions. Unnecessary questions, futile questions. So this is also not our subject of discussion. But the third thing, وَإِضَاعَةَ الْمَالِ. The wastage of wealth. Allah Pak dislikes this. That we waste our wealth. A person person can go and have a haircut for 20 rand. A shari'i haircut for 20 rand. But he chooses to go have a haircut for 200 rand.